Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon opened up its Sidewalk low-power, low-bandwidth, long-range IoT network to developers. Developers can request a test kit to gauge Sidewalk connectivity in a given location, with hardware and software developer kits available from several providers. Amazon claims over 90% of the U.S. population can access Sidewalk. Amazon first announced Sidewalk back in 2019, available on some Echo Smart speakers, Ring products, and from select third parties already using it for low-power communications. Twitter CEO Elon Musk announced that as of April 15th, only verified accounts of Twitter Blue subscribers will be recommended on Twitter's For You page. Musk also said that only verified accounts will be able to vote in polls. It's notable that some other policy changes announced on Twitter by Musk have not materialized or have been significantly delayed. Alibaba announced it will restructure into 6 independently run entities. This will include a cloud intelligence group, a Taobao Tmall e-commerce group, local services, global digital business group, digital media and entertainment, and smart logistics. Alibaba CEO Daniel Zhang Yong will oversee the group and head the cloud intelligence unit. CEOs for each business unit will handle all operational decisions. The business units can also seek their own fundraising, including stock IPOs. Alibaba co-founder Jack Ma was once the face of tech in China. Then he made some comments about China's financial regulators, was called in for a stern talking to, and sort of dropped off the media radar. He spent the last year outside of China, mainly in Japan. So it's worth noting that he has returned to China and visited a school in Hangzhou, where Alibaba is based. China has cracked down hard on tech entrepreneurs in the software and services sector since 2020, but Ma's return could indicate the crackdown is easing. The UK Treasury announced it will not be proceeding with the launch of a government-backed NFT produced by the Royal Mint. Economics Secretary Andrew Griffith said it will keep the proposal under review. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak called for the creation of an NFT for Britain in April 2022 while serving as the Chancellor of the Exchequer. President Biden signed an executive order placing limits on the use of commercial spyware by federal agencies. This bans spyware already misused by foreign actors or that could pose a security risk to the U.S. The order sets out guidelines for determining misuse and security risk, like using the spyware against activists or to limit freedom of expression. The order does not establish a ban list of entities, rather it will determine a spyware ban on a case-by-case basis with no requirement for public disclosure. The Wall Street Journal sources say Disney disbanded its next-generation storytelling and consumer experiences unit, which focused on metaverse strategies. This impacted 50 jobs at the company, part of restructuring expected to reduce Disney's headcount by up to 7,000 people. Ubisoft announced it will not be part of E3 this year, despite previously committing to the show. Instead, it will hold its own separate event in Los Angeles on June 12th. The Japan Fair Trade Commission ruled that it did not expect Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard to reduce competition in the country. It informed both companies it will not issue a cease and desist order and closed its review into the deal. In related news, a bipartisan group of 11 members of Congress sent a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai claiming that Sony's business practices in Japan's video game market violates the U.S.-Japan Digital Trade Agreement, with Sony holding 98% of the high-end console market and signing deals to keep games off of Xbox. Axios notes that the focus on the high-end market excludes Nintendo's Switch console. Microsoft released an out-of-band update to patch the flaw in its snipping tool that could allow for partial data recovery on cropped images. This patched the flaw in the snipping tool for Windows 11 and the Snip and Sketch app on Windows 10. Apple rolled out Apple Music Classical globally on iOS, available with over 5 million tracks. While a separate app, it's offered as part of the overall Apple Music subscription. Apple says an Android version is coming soon. Microsoft licenses its Bing search index to several customers to use on their own search engines, including DuckDuckGo, Neva, and You.com. Bloomberg sources say Microsoft informed at least two Bing search index customers that using the index to train AI chat tools violates the terms of service, threatening to terminate the licenses. And finally, Singapore-based retro computing enthusiast Yo King Meng released a ChatGPT client for MS-DOS, able to run on an IBM 5155 portable PC from 1984. Challenges with the ancient OS included having to invent a networking stack for the client, creating an HTTP to HTTPS proxy running on a modern PC, and creating a workaround to let the app check and receive key presses without pausing the program. The code is available on GitHub. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.